Yeah, it's Jackson Hole. The flavor is, hi, I'm Aaron Huckleberry. Jackson Hole Soda.
Yeah. .com. All these little guys look like they're taking dumps in their pants.
Just like me, because I'm Bill.
And I'm Bob.
And these are some of those. Do you have some old Frontier family photos?
I want to see them on our labels and packaging.
I don't want to see anything on your packaging.
Yeah.
There's alarmingly little flavor text on this bottle.
There is very little flavor text.
Yeah. The cap says it's the best dang soda in the whole darn country.
That's probably my god. That's probably true.
It's a boast.
Dude, this has red number 40 in it.
Great.
I know a guy who's allergic to all red dyes, so he couldn't drink this soda. But it probably doesn't look red when you pour it, so we could probably trick him into drinking it, and he could die from drinking it. Oh my god, that'd be funny.
It's Max Perps, I'm assuming.
Actually, he just gets really itchy. So, it's kind of funny to...
I don't like it right now.
One time?
It's rude as balls.
One time?
Okay, by the way, SodaCast listeners, I know you've been used to our quick and concise cruise episodes that have been going on for the last few months. At this point, I'm up to the point in posting where I just posted the last Shaq soda. So, this is a while ago at this point. Bob's here.
It's true.
I hope you have freed 50 minutes of your schedule.
No, just tell us one story, we'll drink the soda, we'll rate it, and then story time with Bob.
And then more stories.
And then story time with Bob. Well, we can do.
I missed Bob tells a real story. So.
Oh yeah, it's a real story that we could. That could be a different podcast.
Yeah, we
real
we
stories
do that
with
at
Bob.
Some point.
Real stories with Bob.
Not to mention, I've got too much shit to edit.
you just don't edit it. You don't edit those.
No,
it's a real story, but you don't edit them.
Yeah, but I'd have to listen to it and make sure the volume levels are okay.
No, you don't. You just put a disclaimer on it that says no one has ever listened to this.
I know that. Previous episodes of A Better Show have reached unforetold levels of shittiness in their audio quality to the point where I think I vanish halfway through one of them and you just keep talking.
That's probably true. What was I talking about? Oh, Red Dye number 40.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So one time, to OGS, because this guy used to come to OGS. For those of you guys who don't know, OGS is Oshkosh Gaming Society.
You're welcome. Literally everybody that would be listening to this except for Hannah.
Yep. So one time I bought a bunch of snacks, but I made sure they were all red snacks so he couldn't have any. That's just kind of a mean thing, but it was funny. And then I was like, hey, Tony, you want some snacks? And he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, would you like some of these Swedish fish?
Or these red vines?
Or these cinnamon gummy bears?
What the fuck is wrong with you? So glad I didn't go with you to Oshkosh.
Why?
I'd be mad at you every day. I'd be mad at you every day.
OGS was fun. You can say whatever you want. You might have been mad at me every day.
I probably would have.
It was a good time. Let's open the soda and smell it.
Yeah.
Holy crap, it smells so good.
Mm-hmm. I got a whiff of sweat, but
smells like cotton candy and grapes.
That's the huckleberry flavor. Now, Bob, you have not had a huckleberry soda before.
No.
I have.
Excuse me, I'm breathing in the huckleberry
soda. Yeah, you got all up in there. Huckleberry soda is delicious. I think the last one we had was by Americana, and it got like a 92 or something.
This has got an incredible bouquet on it. And it smells great, too. The flowers are a nice touch, but I made a joke. I'm going to drink some. It makes a delightful sound when you drink it.
It was a fantastic glug glug.
It was. It was quite good.
Yeah, it's got a good mouth to it.
It's very
sweet. But not like pucker your mouth sweet. It's just got a lot of fun time flavor in it.
A lot of sweetness.
Yeah.
This is,
It's like a... Kind of like a cotton candy, but my teeth aren't all mad.
A little bit, yeah. Honestly, not as good as I hoped. Smelled better than it tasted.
Yeah. It could use a little less just
general sweetness and a little more huckleberry.
Yes.
It's not as flavorful as that something.
I kind of wish I was drinking grape soda right now.
Yeah. If this were advertised as a grape soda, I'd be very impressed.
If this is advertised as a cotton candy soda, I'd enjoy it more.
Alright.
It's got the main herbs.
Yeah, this is carbonated as balls.
Yep.
It's making me really concerned. I have another soda in the fridge by these guys, and it's a ginger beer. I don't know how the fuck they're gonna handle that if this is what they're fronting for a huckleberry. Oh good, it's that part already. Brian's not even here.
Is that a thing Brian does often?
Almost every goddamn time.
Well, somebody's gotta do it.
Do they?
Nope, apparently not.
You already deprived me of my new favorite phrase that we use on the show these days.
Yeah, what's that?
We give it the nose, and then we give it the mouth.
The nose and the mouth?
Mm-hmm. Just say it out loud. Give it the mouth.
Give it the mouth.
It feels good.
That's disgusting.
It feels real good.
No, it doesn't. It feels gross. I think I kind of have to poop now.
Mm-hmm. Don't give that the mouth. You never give it the mouth.
Can we relocate this recording to your bathroom so I can use your toilet and still record?
No.
You can hide in the shower. You don't have to watch.
I don't want my microphone to get the poop all up in the... I don't have the pop filter.
We'll put a plastic bag on it.
That's going to sound real good.
It's going to be wonderful for the listeners.
Yeah, that's going to be the best part.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to record me pooping and have a discussion. That could be an enjoyable show. Have a discussion with Bob while
I
poops.
I'm conflicted because by now, the sounds of Brian has been released. But not by now as in when we're recording. So I can't tell Bob too much about it because
I don't know anything about it. On it. Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Man.
You should tell me about it when we're recording.
You have to wait. I'm talking about.
Okay. It sounds dumb.
It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever been involved in.
Good. Good.
So good. Good.
That's good. Alright.
This is too much.
Let's get some points.
I haven't finished.
So. Neither have I, but I gotta drop a mad deuce right now. So either we gotta pause the recording and let me go drop the deuce, or we gotta give it a score.
I can tell the listeners a story while you go take a deuce.
Alright. I'm gonna go deuce. I'll be back.
Keep the ball with you.
I'm not gonna drink while I deuce. That's disgusting.
Or is it?
I did eat when I was deucing once.
I'm gonna tell the story about Bob eating while he deuces. Bob is a man of his sandwiches. And sometimes you just gotta get that ham in you. Gotta get your guts some guts. So Bob just ate and ate and ate and ate and ate until one day he burps just like that. And he realized he needed more room for another sandwich. Now he had a few sandwiches left. He figured he could get through half a sandwich yet. So for maximum efficiency, he dropped trow. Now, here's the most controversial part of the story. He dropped a Cleveland steamer while eating a Philly cheesesteak. No one knows what he was doing with this geography. Not with that attitude. And when he was done, when it was all out, he decided to celebrate with his next sandwich, a steak sandwich with a New York strip, getting all East Coast. And that's the story
Bob taking a shit while eating. I hope you enjoyed it. It was completely true. I researched this. This is what my upcoming dissertation is about. I am not going to get approved. But you can still call me Dr. Bill, if you'd like. I'm cool with that. I also accept Captain still. Though, not many people do that. Bob, I ran out of story. Bob, how much are you shitting in my bathroom?
I'm gonna have to do this again later, but I can come out now.
I don't know if that's good or not. I'm gonna check Facebook. I'm not editing any of this out. So that the audience has to be as uncomfortable as I was.
Alright, you can finally get around the deuce.
Sid, I see your post about Friday Night Magic. I hope by the time this goes up, you've knocked that off. Don't be it. Don't do it, Sid.
FNM sweet. As long as you're drafting and not if you're playing standard. If it's standard, quit doing it. If you're drafting, keep doing it.
Don't. Sid, you're listening to Bob right now.
Yep. I feel better now, though.
You sound better.
No, I feel better. Sounds better. Also, quick side before I forget, you're going to want to take some more toilet paper in there next time you go.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
I'm going to need you to take care of that before I go in there a second time.
So, I've got my announcement.
Okay.
This soda is like that poop story. It was kind of fun at first.
and then it was gross.
That was gross and I wanted to stop, but I have to finish it.
Yep.
To finish it for the show.
Yep.
All in all, I'll give it a 55. Still kind of nice. If I wasn't just ram-jamming on it all day.
Yeah, this guy right here. These guys on the front. They're pooping.
Yeah, that one especially.
Yeah, these guys are pooping on the cover of this. On the label here. They're pooping.
That guy's sort of a mean...
He has to go poop immediately after I ate it. Drink it.
He's got a mean poop baron.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the toilet paper now.
Yeah.
Bob, tell a story about me pooping while eating a sandwich.
Bill has never pooped while eating a sandwich.
That's true.
Man,
it's hard, isn't it?
This soda is so, like, underwhelming.
It's unrewarding.
Yeah, that too. It's like if you were going to ride a train.
What?
But, hold on. Oh, when you get to the train station, it's not like a real train. It's like a... It's like one of those little two-man jobbers that you got to pump up and down. And you're like, this is not what I signed up for.
Worst dining car I've ever seen.
Yeah. You know, I used to call people when I was pooping all the time.
I know.
That was the first thing I did when I got a cell phone. Just start calling people when I was taking a dump.
I know.
That's a good use of your time. By the way, if you ever just feel like you don't have enough time in the day, you gotta make calls. Next time you're dropping a deuce, call someone. Works out. Anyways, I'm gonna give this 45.
So we gave it a 50?
Yes.
I forgot that I'm supposed to let you.
Yeah. No, I know. I felt pretty good about that. All
right.
This soda got a 50. It's like drinking water, I guess.
Nope. It's like drinking milk. Water's refreshing.
Oh, yeah. This is worse than that.
I kind of have a similar feeling after I just slammed some milk that I had left out for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
To get a little warmer.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, slightly warm milk is the worst tasting thing in the world. That smells bad, too. Oh.
I have that same feeling right now. The general...
I feel really good, but I think
it's just... The general scuzz in my mouth.
I think it's just because of the poop.
You know, I pooped today, too.
I pooped on this podcast. While we were recording this podcast, I pooped in your bathroom.
See you later, soda poops.